It's 6 o'clock. You're listening to KRFC Fort Collins. Stay tuned for Community at Work. Good evening and welcome to Community at Work, a weekly program here on KRFC that provides a closer look at the agencies that serve you. This half-hour show offers insights into the issues affecting our community and highlights some of the programs and services provided by local agencies and organizations. The Health District is one of three rotating hosts for Community at Work. The Health District is a public agency that provides residents of Northern Larimer County with dental, mental health, preventive health, and advanced care planning services, in addition to connecting people to more affordable health insurance and prescription options. And we host Community at Work usually on the first and third Thursday of every month, but I swapped my first Thursday time with Denny LaRue this month, and so we're coming to you on the second week of October. I'm Richard Cox, Communications Director for the Health District, and tonight our guest is somebody who's going to be talking about kind of a unique reading and discussion opportunity here in Fort Collins. It's our guest is Mindy Rickard. She is the program coordinator for the Larimer Advanced Care Planning Team. That's a program offered by the Health District in conjunction with some other community partners that helps people take a good look at their end-of-life preparations. And she is going to be leading a interesting new book group at the Old Town Library through February of next year, and it just got started last night. And we're going to ask her about that and get a sneak peek about what's coming up. So I'd like to welcome to the show Mindy Rickard.
Thanks so much, Richard. It's great to be here tonight and be able to tell people about the Book Club for Mortals. Very excited to have this new project that we started this year.
Well, it's a very intriguing title.
It is.
For a book, you want to have an intriguing title. You want to have an intriguing title for your book group as well. And this is. Tell us what it's all about.
Exactly. Well, as we've worked for the last 2 years with our program on the Larimer Advanced Care Planning Team, we have really looked at how we can help people understand their end-of-life options. And sometimes it's a little hard when we use end-of-life. So working together with Sylvia Garcia at the Pooter Library, the two of us came up with the idea of doing a book club for mortals because, of course, we're all mortal. So we came up with a series of 5 books. Last night, as Richard said, we did Driving Miss Norma was our very first book. We had a great discussion. We were able to show a video clip of Miss Norma. If folks aren't familiar with her, I highly recommend the book. Miss Norma actually was diagnosed. She was 90 years old, and she was diagnosed with cancer 2 days after she lost her husband. And she had to make a decision about whether she wanted to undergo treatment, undergo surgery, or go with her only son and his wife, who happened to live on the road in an RV, and go travel with them. She made the decision to say yes to living, as she likes to say in the book, and spent the next year on the road, traveling all over the country, including a stop here in Fort Collins at one of our breweries, and spending some time in Colorado. So she actually got to do hot air balloon rides. She got to be in parades. She was a Facebook sensation.
I missed this. When was this?
This was in 2015, and she passed away in 2016. The book is wonderful, and I have heard rumors that it may be a movie.
Interesting.
The movie rights are in there. But if you go on Facebook, you can follow her. She became a sensation through social media, which was pretty amazing as her daughter-in-law posted different pictures of their adventures. She developed a following of, I can't even remember how many hundreds of thousands of people on Facebook, and then was interviewed on CBS and on public radio and on some other media outlets. So that was really fun. We basically on our book club, we went through each chapter, and that was our discussion questions, was talking about her journey based on each chapter as we went through, which talked about her making that treatment decision at the end of life, whether to just have more comfort care treatment for her cancer diagnosis and not opting for surgery. That was a decision that she made, and how that affected her son and daughter-in-law as her care partners throughout the journey. They called it an assisted living or nursing home on wheels, mm-hmm. Their RV. And it was just some really good discussions about choices that people make at the end of life as to what their options are. And really talked a lot about quality versus quantity of life and making those choices and how people can talk about that and as they do their advanced care planning. Her daughter-in-law was very influenced by a book that's become very popular called Being Mortal by Dr. Atal Gawande.
Read it. It's a fabulous book, and I recommend everybody read it.
Yes, I do too. And her daughter-in-law had read Being Mortal, so she definitely quotes Dr. Gawande quite a few times in the book and helped – really felt that as a family, that book helped them negotiate these decisions for Norma. So very excited about that. That was a great start to our book club. But we have four more books coming up. So on November 14th, we're going to be reading When Breath Becomes Air, another wonderful book by Paul Kalanthani, and he was a physician. It's a beautifully written book because he also had a master's in fine arts in literature and writing. So beautifully written. I would recommend Tissues at the end because it is very powerful. We'll also be showing a TED Talk by his wife, who was also a physician, and she really talks about their journey that they went through. Then in December, on December 12th, we're going to be looking at The Joy of Less. Last year, we did a film series, and we discovered that in December, we want something a little less heavy. So that time of year, a lot of us bring out our Christmas decorations or our holiday decorations, and we think, wow, we have a lot of extra stuff. So we're going to talk about A Minimalist Guide to Decluttering, Organizing, and Simplifying. Many of us that have gone through being caregivers for our elderly parents have discovered that we wish they had read The Joy of Less. I am one of those daughters. So hopefully that can help some care partners kind of declutter a little bit and get things organized. In January, on January 9th, we're going to do The Last Lecture, which is a really great book. A gentleman named Randy Posh is the author of that, and he actually was this was his last lecture before he passed away. He had a terminal diagnosis. And so we'll be watching a film of him doing his last lecture and also discussing the book. Our final book on February 13th is The End of Life Book Club. And that was a book written by Will Shami. It's he's a New York Times columnist, and his book actually follows the books that he and his mom read as she was going through cancer treatment in the waiting. They would have their book club discussions in the waiting room. And so I have to admit, I haven't read that one yet, and I'm looking forward to it. But as you can see throughout our books, we have kind of a theme going here when we talk about the Book Club for Mortals.
And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to KRFC Fort Collins. This is the Community at Work program, and I'm Richard Cox from the Health District of Northern Larimer County. And our topic tonight is a unique book club that just got started in Fort Collins at the Old Town Library. It is called the Book Club for Mortals. And if you hadn't discerned what the theme running through all these titles that our guest Mindy Rickard is discussing, that is it. Mindy Rickard is the program coordinator with the Larimer Advanced Care Planning Team, a health district program that helps people get their advanced care directives put into place. And so she's really – you're very – you have a lot of experience discussing end-of-life issues with people. Mm-hmm. But some people are less comfortable about that, and I imagine reading these books might kind of – it provide some levity or provide a different outlet for – accessing these issues for people who don't discuss this on a daily basis like you do. And I, you know, I'll admit when I thought book group, I was thinking they're all fiction books. They're not. They're all nonfiction, right?
Yes.
And I was thinking, well, fiction is, you know, art is kind of always throughout history been a way that people kind of wrestle with difficult subjects. But I think nonfiction could easily do the same sort of thing by providing a different perspective on a difficult topic for people. So, so you've read all the books now except for one?
Yeah, I have not read the End of Life Book Club, but okay. I have some time. So
yeah, you do.
And many of these books, especially the first two, were books that I've read. I read a couple of years ago when we started this grant, and I think that through the journeys that other people have at the end of their life, we tend to get more comfortable with our own end and what our wishes around what we would want. I always say when we guide people through the process of doing their medical durable power of attorneys and their living wills, we talk about their decisions being based on experiences they've had personally or that they have learned about. We're kind of all a sum of all of our experiences that we've had. So that's why when we talked about the Book Club for Mortals, when Sylvia and I put this together, we really talked about how can we make the end-of-life journey a little less scary. And there is definitely some humor in our discussions. They're very powerful, but they can also be very joyful as well.
Mm. Yeah, I think it would be interesting to know what brings people to the book group. Are they just inveterate readers who will be there for anything, or are they spurred by a recent life event, a passing of a loved one or something?
A little bit of everything. In last night's group, it was a little bit of everything. It was those folks that love book clubs and love to read, but it's also people that maybe are caregiving for elderly parents or loved ones, and they're looking at that journey. Maybe they've had a recent diagnosis of their own and are thinking about putting together their own wishes and how do they – maybe this gives them some other language to use with their loved ones that may be uncomfortable with talking about it. When you can hand someone a book, especially a book like Driving Miss Norma, which is a very joyful book, maybe that can spark some questions. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people out there.
Or RV sales.
Or RV sales. Yeah, there's a lot of that in there. but there's a lot of people out there that come to us and say, oh, my kids don't want to talk about end of life. And it's so hard to have the conversation with them. And so we want to give people different tools to use to have those conversations about what their preferences are. Sometimes when we use end of life, we've kind of changed our language a little bit. Now we use preferences for treatment instead of end of life. But we're hoping that this is just another way to approach what sometimes can be an uncomfortable subject for people.
So if somebody missed the first outing last night, how can they find out more information about the upcoming books and when you meet, where you meet, and how to get engaged in this process?
Well, if you go to PooterLibraries.org, you can get more information. It is posted on there. They have a great flyer that's available. So it is PooterLibraries.org, book clubs, and that will get you right to the book club for mortals. They do have complimentary copies of the books at the Old Town Library, and they do have what they call book club kits. So those are available for checkout if someone's interested in that.
Mm-hmm. And I suppose they could also call your office. You can give them the lowdown on that.
Yes. We do have a link to that, and we do have some information at LarimerAdvancedCare.org, and that will take you to our homepage, and that will allow you to kind of look at our calendar and also see what we're all about.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good jumping off point here. You talk about having discussions about end of life with people, and that's something you do every day, and probably are more skilled at that than most people. And you see the vast range of readiness for people to engage in this process when people come through your doors. Tell us a little bit about what the Larimer Advanced Care Planning Team does on a daily basis.
Well, on a daily basis, it can vary. We do a lot of education. We educate and engage individuals to have conversations about what their wishes are. We encourage people to complete their medical durable power of attorney form, and that form is something that everyone over the age of 18 needs. And it names the person who would speak for you if, in a medical situation, if you're unable to speak for yourself. That could be a result of an accident or an injury. So you choose the person that actually makes that decision. In Colorado, we are a proxy by statute state, which means that if you haven't named that person, then it doesn't necessarily default, if it's an 18-year-old, to their parent. There's a procedure that goes into place to determine who that person would be. So it's always very important to get that done. We always say that when you're 16, you get your driver's license and you decide if you're going to be an organ donor. Well, we think that at 18, everybody should have to decide who their healthcare agent's going to be to speak for them. We also help people with living wills. And then there's some other forms that are for folks with more advanced care needs that we can help with. So we meet with people from 18 up. We are a grant-funded program. So we do have a number of partners throughout Larimer County that we work with. So we sometimes meet with 18-year-olds from that their parents have brought them in to get their documents done before they go off to school or go to semester at sea. Then we also work with folks that are at very advanced age. I met with a lovely lady yesterday that was 85 years old and just needed to update her documents. Hers were done 30 years ago, and she was a widow now. And so we kind of run the whole gamut. We do a lot with employers as part of their wellness programs. So very excited about working. We're in the midst of doing a campaign with the City of Fort Collins employees.
That's great. Well, so you meet with people at all stages of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And I imagine some of the people you may interact with who are younger and healthy are thinking, what does this have to do with me? I'll think about that when I'm 45 or 50 or 60 or whatever. Why what's your answer to that? Why should people care about advanced care planning?
Because unexpected things can happen at any time. Colorado's a very active area, and especially those of us in northern Colorado, we like to hike, we like to bike, we like to rock climb. We do lots of things that could result in us maybe possibly having an injury if we're not careful.
And we always reinforce that with our Larimer Health Connect program too, which helps people sign up for affordable sources of healthcare. Accidents happen. You don't necessarily know mm-hmm. when or where or how it's going to happen, and you want to be prepared. Taking that to the extreme, you never know when you're going to die either.
That's exactly right. And it is so important. I always say that if there's just one form that you need to do, it's that medical durable power of attorney that names your healthcare agent, names the person that will speak for you. So that's the one that is the most important. And then having good conversations with that person so they'd know what your wishes are.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Community at Work program on KRFC in Fort Collins, and I'm Richard Cox from the Health District of Northern Larimer County, and tonight we've been talking with Mindy Rickard. She is a program coordinator for the Larimer Advanced Care Planning Team, and every day she talks to people about things that are sometimes a touchy subject, thinking about your own demise. But she's also doing it with the public in a slightly different format now, too, as part of the Book Club for Mortals, which is a new book group that started last night at the Old Town Library in Fort Collins. And if you want more information on that, you can either go to pooterlibraries.org to their book group section, or to larimeradvancedcare.org, which is the website for the Larimer Advanced Care Planning Team, and find some information there. The book group kicked off last night, but it's ongoing. There's going to be numerous books going all the way through February of 2019. What do you think is the biggest impediment or barrier to people getting advanced care directives? Is it ignorance of the subject, which you guys are certainly helping, or reticence to talk about difficult subject?
Well, there's a number of barriers. Sometimes people just feel like it's too hard, and that's one of the great things about our team. In the 2 years we've been doing this, we've been able to help over 3,000 people complete their advanced directives and get those shared with our local health systems, which is very important because the health systems really want to know, if you end up in the emergency room, who do you want to speak for yourself? Who is that person that's going to be able to step into your shoes and to be your voice in talking to healthcare professionals? So that confusion and that saying, wow, it's just too hard to do this, it really isn't. Once you decide who that person is and they've given you permission to put them down, it's one sheet of paper.
Yeah, it sounds like what's hard is throwing your family into confusion if nothing's in writing beforehand.
Exactly. That's a great point, Richard, because really this is the best gift that you can give your families, and especially we're in October already. It's going to be the holiday season, and we really encourage people, when you're together with your family, have this conversation. You know, I've often said at Thanksgiving, I think that between dinner and dessert, there should be no pumpkin pie and no whipped cream until we talk about this, because it is an important conversation. And once the conversations start happening, they become easier and it becomes more normalized. And we've always said we want advanced care planning to be a natural and expected part of life here in Larimer County so that everybody feels comfortable talking about it. The other barrier, denial. You know, 100% of Americans are going to pass away. They are going to die. The mortality rate is holding steady at 100%. But there's still that small group of people that are in denial about that, that they think they're going to beat the odds. So that's another barrier to it. And some people think that it can have a cost associated. our grant allows us to do this at no cost. So it's a very easy way to get your advanced directives done. Going to our website for more information allows you to get in there. We have forms online that you can literally fill in the forms online and print them out, get them notarized, and you can share them yourself with the local hospital systems, or you can do a contact us, and we'll be more than happy to help folks with getting things notarized and witnessed, and we will share them securely with the local health systems.
Is it a pretty quick process?
Oh, it can be a very quick process. If people go online and get that education ahead of time, we have a step-by-step process on our website on how to do this. Or people can come in and make an appointment with myself or one of our other two guides in our office, and we're more than happy to do that for them.
And like a will, is this a document that needs to be updated at any point in the future? And can you assist with that as well?
We can. We really encourage people to look at this at least every decade. If there's been a divorce or a death or a diagnosis or a change in condition, or even if you're going on a big international trip, it's great to take a look at these documents and make sure that they're accessible.
And so we started off the evening talking about the Book Club for Mortals, which is a really, I think, an interesting way to back into this subject for people who really didn't have this as being top of mind. What's the next book that's coming up and the dates on that?
The next book will be When Breath Becomes Air, and that is going to be November 14th. It's from 3 to 4:30 in the afternoon at the Old Town Library in their community room on the first floor.
And folks can get more information on that, how?
They can go to the PooterLibraries.org book club's website, or they can come to the LarimerAdvancedCare.org.
And what's the phone number for in your physical location? Do you take walk-ins at Larimer?
Probably not. We do. We have kind of limited. We're a very small but mighty team. So you can definitely give us a call at 970-482-1909, and we're more than happy to help you. Or go on to our website and just hit the contact us button and be able to get a hold of us that way.
And you're pretty close to Old Town, right?
We are. We're at 425 West Mulberry, and so we have great parking and coffee and tea. We make it very easy for you to come and get your documents done.
And I can vouch for the friendliness and confidence of your entire team.
Thank you.
A great bunch, and it's good to hear that you've helped 3,000 some people.
And we've educated almost 10,000 people.
Wow. Well, thanks a lot for coming on the show tonight, Mindy Rickard. She's a program coordinator with Larimer Advanced Care Planning Team and one of the leaders of the Book Club for Mortals at the Old Town Library in Fort Collins. And that's just about all the time we have tonight. Please tune in. Well, actually, next week it's going to be Julie Eslick from the Health District hosting Community at Work. I switched with Denny LaRue, and Denny LaRue will be back here on the next month in November on the second Thursday of the month, and I will be back here on the first Thursday in November. And coming up next on KRFC is Critter Patter. Thanks for listening, and stay healthy.